Minor Minus, that's Jim Blomfield piano with Tosh Willetungi bass and Mark Whitlam drums, from their recent album Waveforms and Sea Changes on the Pig label. I'll be back at the same time next week with music by Bick Spiderbeck and Errol Garner, but for now, from me, Alan Shipton, goodbye.
Well, more jazz coming up in a moment with Jazz Lineup, and after that, at 7:30, Radio 3 Live in Concert, Hungarian and Hungarian spiced music from the BBC Philharmonic.
This week, join us for Tchaikovsky in Miniature, live at lunchtime from the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland in Glasgow. Each day, we'll be bringing you the remarkable chamber music of Tchaikovsky, performed by tenor Daniel Stoder, the Brodsky Quartet, cellist Narek Hagnazarian, and the Trusler Carol Walsh Trio. Tchaikovsky, live from Glasgow with me, Jamie McDougall, Tuesday to Friday at 1 o'clock, or catch up with each concert via the Radio 3 website.
And now, as promised, Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Julian Joseph.
Hello, and welcome to Jazz Lineup, coming from the 10th Jazz on a Winter's Weekend Festival at the Royal Clifton Hotel in Southport. Art Thiemann has steadily established himself as one of Britain's most impressive and individual tenor and soprano saxophonists. He studied medicine at Cambridge University, and when he arrived in London in 61, he pursued two careers, one as a musician and the other as an orthopedic surgeon. Needless to say, he was successful at both, and he dove immediately into London's burgeoning blues scene, along with the likes of Alexis Korner, Jack Bruce, Mick Jagger, and Chuck Berry. His jazz pedigree quickly emerged, and his long and illustrious career places him beside the giants of British jazz as a major contributor and stylist. A regular with greats John Dankworth, Michael Garrick, Graham Collier and Stan Tracy, all of whom are no longer with us, his distinctive sound and approach solidifies an impressive legacy. Art Thiemann's New Directions is a quintet drawing on the rich tapestry of the jazz and standard song repertoire, with a few originals thrown in there too. The band features Steve Fishwick on the trumpet, Gareth Williams on piano, Arnie Somerjee on bass, Winston Clifford on the drums, and their leader, Art Thiemann, on tenor saxophone. But we're going to go straight to the music to perform for regulars only. Please welcome Art Thiemann's New Directions.
very much. Thanks to the warm reception. That was the typical Dexter Gordon bebop number. According to Dexter, bebop is the music of the future. Anyway, it's one of the sort of those off-the-wall tunes that's not often performed, as is the next tune, which is by Charles Lloyd, who's a very fine American saxophone player, but I think a finer band leader, because an awful lot of very great people at the beginning of their careers went through his band. My brain will go, but I think you can remember Michel Petrucciani, Keith Jarrett, Jack DeJohnette, Dave Holland. Not a bad group of sidemen. Anyway, this tune is called Forest Flower. Forest Flower by Charles Lloyd. Thank you. Thank you very much. Forrest Plough. I think if I were the skating judge, I'd give Winston Clifford 7 out of 6 for that drum solo. Winston Clifford. I don't want to introduce a depressing note into what is, for me, a very joyous occasion, but I think it's appropriate to mention that British jazz lost one of its heroes in December, Stan Tracy, and we thought it only appropriate to honour his memory by playing not one, but two of his tunes. This one is called Baby Blue, and he composed it at a not very happy time in his musical life because he was playing piano in the Ted Heath Orchestra. And although one shouldn't knock any of our fellow musicians, it wasn't a kind of dyed-in-the-wool jazz band. And I said it before, Stan was a dyed-in-the-wool jazz musician. Anyway, he managed to produce this very pretty blues-type tune, which has been recorded extensively, and I think that Gareth actually has recorded it with Clark Tracy himself. And the arrangement is by Steve Fishwick. Thanks very much. I think you ought to know that Steve Fishwick, graduate of the Royal Academy of Music, rattled that arrangement off in about 5 minutes at 25 to 11. Steve Fishwick. Okay, we're going to play a ballad now called Autumn in New York. One of the raison d'etre of this band was to try and introduce slightly different aspects of jazz, and one of the things that I think is neglected is the verse in the ballad. It's often a bit schmaltzy, it's a bit moon, June, honeymoon, boy meets girl, Broadway type thing, but nevertheless it sort of sets the tone for the subsequent ballad, and this one is not often played. I think it's possible that Gareth may have played it with Joe Lovano at the Brecon Festival 4 or 5 years ago. Don't be fooled by Gareth. He's got an IQ of about 165. Anyway, this is Autumn in New York by Vernon Duke. I'm going to play the verse, colla voce. And sorry, Arnie, but I'm going to repeat this again. That's Italian, and if there are any native Italian speakers in the house, colla voce, roughly translated, means when Gareth nods his head, I hit it. Thank you. Gareth Williams. Gareth Williams. Arnie Summerdew. Okay, we've all been reading the dots for the last three quarters of an hour. We're going to play a tune that I think we don't need the music for. Steve certainly doesn't. I heard him at the Spice of Life, and he sort of rattled off this old bebop standard entitled Ladybird.
Thank you.
Art Thiemann's New Directions and Lady Bird, with a bit of Half Nelson thrown in there, with Steve Fishwick on trumpet, Gareth Williams on piano, Arnie Somerji on bass, Winston Clifford on the drums, and their leader Art Thiemann on tenor saxophone. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, coming to you from this year's Southport's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend Festival with me, Julian Joseph. Very shortly, we're going to hear more music, but before we do, I'm pleased to say bandlead Art Thiemann joins me for a short interview before they continue with the music. Art, it's really good to hear the band. Why is it called New Directions?
I think it's here. Brian Blaine actually said that he wanted me to play at a gig in North London, and he said, you've got to have a new angle. You can't just turn up and play standards. What do you want to do? And I said, well, what about a name? And I actually came up with the name New Directions, so it sounded quite hip. And then we had to sort of organise a raison d'etre around that. And the raison d'etre was, as you've already explained to the audience, playing slightly unusual tunes by the greats. We've got very educated bunch of guys here, so we're playing their tunes as well. So it's a mixture.
Yeah, well, you can't leave yourself out in that education, because you know, you also studied medicine and have had a long and illustrious career as an orthopedic surgeon. Was that always your passion, to be a surgeon? Or to say, when you were little, you said, Mum, Dad, I'm going to be a surgeon and a jazz musician.
A little bit like that. Mm-hmm. The jazz came later. I was actually one of these sickening children. It's true, my father was a GP in Oldham, not far from here. And I was always going to follow in his footsteps. I was always going to be a doctor. And I can't put this immodestly. I obviously had some kind of facility with my hands, so I was always going to be a surgeon. And when I finally qualified, the guys that I worked with happened to be orthopedic surgeons. And orthopedic surgery is actually a very cold specialty. You're not up in the middle of the night very much, so that meant that I could cope with the music at the same time.
That's a very sensible choice then. So tell us, the gentleman you've got here with you, let's talk a little bit about their playing and who you've got.
Well, the first gig we did, which was a kind of rehearsal for this, I announced over the microphone. All the other bass players, drummers, trumpet players and pianists in London were working, so I ended up with these four. but they are actually, yeah, they're handpicked. I can't pick out anyone individually. Steve, we haven't really played together before, but I've heard him in the past. I heard him at Ronnie Scott's. He kind of epitomises the sort of Joe Cool aspect. He's just a brilliant player. They're all brilliant players. Arnie, I've played with a lot over the years. Gareth actually was going to do medicine. And in fact, he started off doing medicine at St. Catherine's College, Cambridge, which was my old college. And, OK, it was a couple of decades on, but we had the same tutor, which was extraordinary. But even more extraordinary was that we shared the same, we were not the same time, but we actually had the same room in college. So it's an extraordinary coincidence. So that's the only reason he's on the pianist chair. No, he's an absolutely brilliant player, and I've admired him very much. And hearing him play with Joe Lovano, as I've mentioned earlier, was the thing for me. I've got to have him in this band. Winston, I don't know. Winston is so charismatic. Again, I've heard him over the years. We've done two or three gigs, but not very much. But when it came to a choice, there was no choice. It was going to be Winston Clifford. So that's the band.
Well, don't let it be said that jazz musicians don't work hard at school. Choice of tunes. You started off with a Dexter Gordon composition, and then you talked briefly just about the great Stan Tracy. He was very, very important in your musical life. You were in his group for decades.
Stan was he was a one-off. He was one of jazz music's great characters. There's no disputing his contribution to the music. He was a great composer, arranger. I remember the Sonny Rollins album. Sonny Rollins came over from America to do the album for the film Alfie, and all he had scratched on the on the back of a cigarette packet was this do-ga-dee-ga-dee-ga-dee-ga-dee-ga-dee-ga-dee, and Stan put it all together. So that was just an example of his, you know, his sort of multi-talented ability to get things together. But he didn't set rules. He just said, "Art, just play the saxophone."
Well, play the saxophone you certainly do, Art Thiemann, ladies and gentlemen. Well, let's get back to the music. Art, I believe you've got something from Thelonious Monk for us next. What's that?
This is 4-in-1, which is a typically quirky number. Lots of semi-quavers. Very few trumpet players have played this. I think that Steve, who I think sight-read it on the first gig, he's in exalted company, because I think only Winston Marsalis has recorded this tune. There are lots of blackberries on the notepaper.
Art Thiemann and New Directions.
Thank you.
This is called When Night Falls, and it's written by Steve Fishwick.
Thank you.
Steve Fishwick. Steve Fishwick. Are you going to announce this, Arnie?
The next tune is a tune in 3/4. It's a minor blues. And there's a... Hold on, what's going on here? I feel like a beat poet now. So there I was, touring around Italy with Joe Chambers and Jorge Rossi. No, the next tune was a dedication. I was lucky enough to work with the great Joe Chambers. I don't know if you know who he is. He's a fantastic drummer and vibraphone player. You may have heard him on Wayne Shorter's Adam's Apple, but he's been on hundreds of Blue Note albums. And Jorge Rossi played with Brad Meldow for a number of years, and we toured a couple of years back. And to mark the occasion, which is kind of a big deal for me, I wrote a tune. And originally it was entitled JJ, Jorge and Joe. And it featured two drummers, but we've only got one today, but he sounds like two. but I changed it because there were loads of other tunes called JJ. So now it's called Joe's Blow.
Harley Somerby, Harley Somerby. Well, it's time for the last tune. I said that we were going to do another Stan Tracy tune. At Stan's funeral, Andy Kleindert rather movingly gave a little tribute, and part of his tribute was Stan's poetry. Now, Stan didn't actually write poetry, but his titles, his song titles, were just as quizzical and off the wall as Thelonious Monk's. And this one is called Funky Day in Tiger Bay.
Thank you.
the sound of magnificent tenor man Art Thiemann's New Directions, bringing their own signature to a broad range of standard jazz and original music. And they finished there with A Funky Day in Tiger Bay, written by the great Stan Tracy. And New Directions are trumpet, Steve Fishwick, piano, Gareth Williams, drums, Winston Clifford, on the bass, Arnie Somerji, and of course on tenor saxophone, Art Thiemann. For all the titles played on tonight's show, check out the playlist via the Radio 3 website. Well, that's it for tonight's show. A huge thank you to Art Thiemann and his New Directions band. But for now, from all of us here at Southport's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend Festival, till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
This week's Jazz Lineup was produced in Glasgow by Lindsay Pell. And as Julian Joseph said, for more information on the programme, do go to the Jazz Lineup page of the Radio 3 website. 7:30, and time now for Radio 3 Live in Concert. It's from Manchester, and it's introduced by Louise Fryer.
Welcome to Bridgewater Hall and a concert steeped in the flamboyant accented rhythms and musical colour of Hungary. The BBC Philharmonic, under their chief conductor Juanjo Mena, begin with Brahms and a selection of his light-footed Hungarian dances, and end with Bartok's sizzling concerto for orchestra. And in between, the BBC Phil's resident soloist this season, Stephen Huff, will join them for Liszt's first piano concerto that calls for some breathtaking virtuosity. Brahms met Liszt, but I have to say it wasn't a very successful meeting. Brahms first came across Hungarian music when he was in his late 20s, and he teamed up with the Hungarian violinist Remenyi. The two toured together in the early summer of 1853, and the court of Weimar was on their itinerary. Liszt was living there and at the height of his fame, and he played Brahms' own Opus 4 Scherzo at sight. It was a great honour, and Remenyi was mortified that Brahms wasn't more fulsome in his praise. And it got worse when Liszt played his own sonata in B minor. Young Brahms fell asleep. Remenyi, by all accounts, couldn't forgive him, and the two parted company. But on that same tour, Brahms also met another Hungarian violinist, Josef Joachim, and his growing fascination with gypsy tunes eventually found an outlet in no fewer than 4 books of Hungarian dances, published first for piano duet, and some of them Brahms went on to arrange for solo piano and for orchestra. The BBC Philharmonic begin their concert with the 5 dances that make up the final book, these ones orchestrated by Brahms's protege, Dvořák, and they start relatively decorously, but build up to the lively final dance. To conduct the BBC Philharmonic in the 5 dances, let's welcome Juanjo Mena.